Morning and welcome to another day of expiry trading. Today is 17th July, Thursday, and GIFT Nifty showing around 42 points higher, trading around 25,273. So yesterday was all about again Trump, where he threatened to sack Powell on his remarks, but later on withdrew and said that the change might happen soon. So it's expected that the Fed chairman might change, but what happened on the backdrop of that on US markets and European markets? So US markets were trading nicely and trade close 200 points higher on Dow. S&P closed around 20 points higher, 0.32 bips, whereas Nasdaq closed around 52 points higher, 0.25% higher. European markets were mostly negative at close, ranging from 0.13 to 0.57 percent down on FTSE, CAC and DAC. But what is that Asian markets is showing? So we'll come to that, but before that, what was the activity that was done on Indian markets? So let's look at that. FIs were again a net sellers in Indian markets on yesterday's close, where they sold around 1858 crores of equity in cash market, where DIs were net buyers who bought around 1223 crores as of yesterday. So the monthly figure stands around 13,636 crores of equity that has been sold by FIs. On the contrary, DIs have been net buyers with around 16,969 crores of equity. So that was on the FI and DI front. But what is the positioning that has happened as of yesterday's? So pros are still long options, and if we talk about client positions, clients are net call short of around 74,409 contracts, where if we talk about put options, they have a net short position of 330,256 contracts. That means the strength is being shown from the client side, whereas pros are playing on the opposite end, where they are buying options, and that is what we have to look for. So personally, I still feel that the market is not going to go and rally higher until and unless we see a shift happening on the client position. Clients are still put short heavily, and that means that they are playing for the markets to go up. And yes, the markets will go up, but it won't be an easy ride. But what has happened on the option front, and what is that trade you have to look for today? So welcome to Trade Talk with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. So let's talk about options. So the options volatility, or VIX, was trading at its low of around 8% on 17 July expiry, that is today, whereas the monthlies have cracked below 10 level and currently showing around 9.5 levels. So that is extremely low, whereas the straddle for 17 July of 25,200 is trading around 98 bucks. That translates to a range of around 25,300 on the upside, whereas on the downside we can see a range of 25,100. So we are stuck at that mean levels of 25,200, 250 levels, which we have been maintaining for the last 5 days, and that has worked for us, where we are selling volatility continuously and the mean is staying over there itself. The TK algo is currently in buy mode on Nifty, and let's see how it continues. But from a trading point of view, I think calendars is still the strategy to go for, where calendars are trading around 180 for 25,200 strike, and that can be looked into. So any dip towards 25,070 or 60 levels can be bought for a bounce towards 25,200 to 250. But the markets are opening strong, so do you sell at the open or wait for the markets to calm down? That is the important question. So personally feel that 25,200 is going to act as a center strike, whereas we might see expiry happening above those 25,350 levels as well in the later half. So keep a watch on those strikes as we proceed. But we'll look at the Asian markets and commodities before we move on. So give GIFT Nifty is trading around 25,273, 42 points higher. Nikkei is trading lower, 60 point lowers. Hang Seng is trading positive, 28 points higher. Taiwan is negative, Kospi is negative, Shanghai is negative, Jakarta is positive. So Asian markets are trading on a mixed note, whereas commodities, we saw a nice pullback from Brent crude, where it has rallied towards that 69 level mark. Dollar index saw a good move on both the ends and has closed around 98.49 levels, whereas USD INR is just below that $86 mark, where 85.80 is the support and the upside resistance can be seen around 86.10. So gold is rallying and is trading around $33.39 per ounce, and we'll look into the commodities and sectorial analysis now. So auto, Nifty capital markets along with FMCG are some sectors which are showing strength. On the contrary, CPSC, metals and finance are some sectors which are showing lackluster in strength and can be seen for shorting as well. Nifty, Sensex, Bank Nifty is in neutral zone. So the strongest sectors are realty, FMCG, capital markets and auto. These are some sectors you have to keep a watch on for today. On the commodities end, gold is still trading strong around 97,486 on MCX, whereas silver is trading strong at 112,190. So gold, silver, nat gas all are in buys, where nat gas is trading at 304, whereas if you look at crude, now it has given a negative sign to trade for, where it can be looked at shorting levels of 5710 to 5750. Currently trading around 5696 levels. So that was all for today, and this was Tanmay Kurtaguti, founder of QC Alpha, and you were listening to the India's first exclusive audio podcast Before the Market Chaos Begins. So join in every day for this audio podcast, and if you like it, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends.